Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. As this investigation into the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel continues, we are learning more and more about shenanigans over at City Hall here in New Orleans, the Idiot Box. And by the way, I call it the Idiot Box because there's a couple of reasons. If you look at City Hall in New Orleans, it's basically a box. Or an idiot box. I mean, physically looking at it, it's a box. And you know what's sad? Before that was City Hall. Gallier Hall was City Hall. A really old building, an old historic building, a classic building with pillars, large pillars in front of it. And then they said, you know, we're going to build City Hall, a new City Hall. And they basically built a box.
Yeah.
You know, how do you go from such a classic, old, nice building like that to that? It's an ugly, ugly building.
I think government buildings are designed to be depressing. When I look at the DMVs, when I look at City Hall, when I look at courthouses, I think they're designed to look depressing to you. Like, it looks very Orwellian, sort of like the Ministry of Truth buildings.
It's a good point, Coleman. You know, you look at Motor Vehicle, Department of Motor Vehicle in Lakeview, and that's just that's just like a depressing-looking large box.
Yeah, then they have that fluorescent lighting when you get inside it. All the painting on the walls looks stale. I think it's designed to depress you and suppress you.
Well, the more they're investigating the Hard Rock Hotel collapse over there on Canal Street over 4 months ago. By the way, there are still two dead bodies in there 4 months later that ended up killing three people, and two of the men are still there. And boy, Mardi Gras, the Mardi Gras parade's right by there. They get going again tonight. Now, as we mentioned on the show yesterday, One of the people, the inspectors that said they went over there not long before the building collapsed and signed off on checking the place out and making sure it was all set to have concrete poured on the upper floors up there. Yesterday on the show, we told you how that person was never there. They have GPS in the vehicles, and even though that city inspector said that she was over there, she wasn't. They could tell by looking at the GPS she wasn't there. She called in sick yesterday.
You don't say.
That woman. And now we're finding out that other city inspectors who checked on the Hard Rock, the building of the Hard Rock Hotel before it collapsed, they did not have proper certifications. They weren't certified to do that. We also know that a city inspector pleaded guilty to taking a $65,000 bribe not that long before the Hard Rock incident. And again, this is all on this is the early part of the investigation, and this is what we found out so far. How many people work for the city of New Orleans that are either criminals or have no business working there, that just show up every day and collect a government job, much like the guy that used to be the head of the Sewage and Water Board under former Mayor Mitch Half Moon Landrieu? The guy had no experience in water, no experience in sewage, and right now, I mean, he's long gone, but he makes $175,000 a year for the rest of his life from a city that's broke New Orleans. They always complain they don't have any money. And here's a guy that was the head of the Sewage and Water Board that's making $175,000 a year off of the poor tax. Well, I shouldn't say poor, because the poor people in New Orleans don't pay taxes. They don't have enough money to. For about half the city that does pay taxes, which I'm one of them. So think about it. About half the people who live in New Orleans pay taxes for everybody. And they're paying the former head of the Sewage and Water Board, who had no experience in sewage, no experience in water. I mean, he drank water. But other than that, and he makes for life $175,000 a year for the rest of his life. And he's not the only one.
So the conspiracy theory going now is that cyber hack that happened in City Hall was to kind of cover up what's going on with all of this. I'm not sure when the cyber attacks happens as far as the date goes, whether it was before or after the collapse, but that's a conspiracy theory going right now.
That place needs an enema. City Hall, the idiot box in the city of New Orleans. I mean, how many people work in there are either criminals that work for the city, or they work there. They're not criminals, but they have no business working there because they have no expertise or no experience in whatever it is that they're doing. They were just appointed. They were just appointed.
Is there such thing as a non-corrupt politician these days? It seems like this is par for
the course. There are some, obviously, Coleman. Not every politician's corrupt, but there is so much. Well, boy, the one good thing that's going to come out of the Hard Rock collapse here on Canal Street is that the City Hall needs an enema. They need to go office by office, floor by floor, and to weed out so many of the people that have no business working there. And I'll be honest with you. We're going to talk a little bit about this later on. I think we need a new fire chief. I don't think McConnell has the best interests of the New Orleans firefighters with him. I think he is another political appointee. He was appointed. And I think he cares more about the mayors and his former boss, Half Moon Landry, his current boss, Latax DeCantrell. I think he's more one of them than he is a rank and file fighter. I don't think the head of the New Orleans Fire Department, McConnell, with that big fuzzy mustache, I don't think he has the best for his firefighters in mind. I don't think he has. I think he's more of a political appointee than he is leading the New Orleans Fire Department, and I don't think he has the best of the New Orleans firefighters. I don't think he has their backs.
He has to keep his position. That's what he's thinking about right now. It's an appointed position. So.
All right, coming up next on the show. Boy, Drew Brees made the announcement yesterday. I was expecting it. He's coming back for another year. Not everybody's excited about it. If you're a Saints fan, you need to be excited about Drew Brees coming back for another year. We'll tell you why coming up here on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Yesterday's news, not long after our show ended, and it was big news here in New Orleans and in the NFL. It was the lead story that ESPN and sports folks were talking about yesterday. Drew Brees said he's coming back for 2020. And he said, let's make another run at it. And I wasn't very surprised, because when you looked at his statistics last year, when you looked at his numbers, he's still a top three or four quarterback in the NFL. I mean, if you think about all the quarterbacks in the league, who's ahead of Drew Brees right now? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Kansas City and Baltimore's quarterbacks. Other than that, there's really not too many guys that are jumping in your face. And Drew Brees is still performing at an elite level in the NFL, even though he's getting older. So I remember as soon as this past season ended, when the questions came up, will Drew Brees return as quarterback of the New Orleans Saints? No surprise to me. I know he's got at least one more season left in him. You look at his numbers from last year, he's not even close to being done.
Yeah, he's not close to being done playing, but when it comes to Saints fan, at this point, it's Super Bowl or bust. Yeah, he's a great quarterback and all, but we haven't been to the big game in 10 years. So it's like we're repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. I think some Saints fans are looking for something new. Yeah, Drew Brees, great quarterback, playing at an elite level, but what has that gotten us in the last decade?
Is it Drew Brees' fault that the Saints haven't made it back to the Super Bowl?
Not entirely. It's a team sport, so it's not entirely.
No, it's not
Drew Brees' fault.
It's not his fault that the Saints haven't made it back to the Super Bowl in a decade, Coleman.
But then some might say it could be because he takes so much money from the as far as buying defensive players.
Sure, sure. Well, there's a salary cap in the NFL. Every team, for parity reasons, every team has the same amount of money to spend. And Drew Brees is a big, giant hit in the Saints salary cap. That's something that they have to. That's something that they have to deal with. And I know that there are some Saints fans yesterday who said that via social media, they said they didn't know how they felt. They loved Drew Brees, but they wondered, isn't it time to move on now?
I'm looking for something new, personally.
Because you had two quarterbacks behind them that many people feel are ready to start and play every week. I mean, before Teddy Bridgewater got hurt in Minnesota, he was a franchise quarterback. And he filled in more than adequately enough for the Saints last year. The five games Drew Brees was injured and didn't play, Teddy Bridgewater started and won all five of them. He was 5-0. And they also have Taysom Hill, who's not a proven franchise quarterback yet. We don't know because we've never seen him play a full season. We love Taysom Hill here because of all of the different things he does. He has the nickname the Switch Army Knife. Sure, you could play quarterback for some plays. You know, there are other plays where you could put him at wide receiver.
You could put him as goalie.
He's a great special teams player. He blocks punts. He can run back punts and kicks.
He could play for the Astros.
He's not a cheater though.
That's why they probably need a Taysom Hill.
And so there are some Saints fans that say it's time for someone else. But again, when you look at the numbers last year and you look at the numbers the last few years, I mean, Drew Brees is still playing at an elite level in the NFL. What yesterday means now for the Saints with Drew Brees saying he's going to come back, and he still has to work out his contract with the Saints, but it pretty much means the end of the road here for Teddy Bridgewater. NFL experts are saying some team is going to offer him anywhere from $20 to $30 million a year to play next year. Good for you, Teddy Bridgewater. The Saints can't afford that.
Technically, he went undefeated last year when he was a starting quarterback.
With Drew Brees coming back, the Saints can't afford that. Now, if another team wants to offer Taysom Hill a big pile of money like that, I don't see him getting that much money. Again, Taysom Hill is unproven. Teddy Bridgewater has proven himself as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Taysom Hill has not.
Okay, so my concern is this, though. All right, Drew Brees is playing at an elite level. Now, for the casual football fan, he is exciting to watch. The thing is, to me, it seems like I've been watching the same show for 10 years where we almost make it, but we don't. Either it's a bounty gate or it's a Minnesota miracle. It's always something. It's like, I'm tired of watching the same show. I want to see something different. That's my concern.
But those things aren't Drew Brees' fault.
It's not, but it's starting with the same setup. It's like the beginning of the episode all over again, and it's like I got to watch this movie for the 10th time, you know? That's how I feel about it. I want something exciting, something new, something different. Whether win or lose, build a team around somebody new. I'm just tired of watching the same show. That's my concern.
Well, I think it's great news that Drew Brees announced that he's coming back for another year. If you're listening right now and you want to text us, how do you feel? Are you happy or do you think it's time to move on? And again, the way I look at it, if you are a Saints fan and you're not sure how to feel about Drew Brees coming back, you need to be sure you feel great. I can tell you, you are not sure if Taysom Hill is a franchise quarterback because no one is sure about that. Drew Brees' numbers last season tell us he's not done yet. He's still playing at an elite level here in the NFL. Text us your thoughts. I think it was great news yesterday. You could text us how you feel about Drew Brees coming back at 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet. If it's good, and if it adds to the show, we'll read your text on our show. And if you want, put your first name, your initials at the end of that text. And please do not text while you're driving. Coming up on the show, more details about that crazy Uber ride in New Orleans the other night where the Uber driver was going the wrong way. The passengers weren't happy about it. And then he started shooting. Not only at them, he shot it. Well, at least pulled the gun at another Uber driver who showed up to pick up the drivers, the passengers that weren't happy about their Uber ride. Wait to hear some more details about that story coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Drew Brees will be back to quarterback the New Orleans Saints for at least another year. He announced yesterday. No surprise to me. Again, you look at his numbers last year. He's still an elite quarterback in the NFL. He's one of the top quarterbacks. This will probably mean that Teddy Bridgewater won't be here anymore. Experts in the NFL are saying that there will be a team that will pay Teddy Bridgewater $20, $25, $30 million a year to play quarterback for them next year. Again, he was a proven quarterback before he even got here. Before he blew out his knee, he was a proven NFL quarterback. And now we have Taysom Hill, who you would think would back up Drew Brees this year and take some more snaps behind center. You would think that unless another team wants to pay him a boatload of money to go play quarterback for them. But he's not a proven NFL quarterback yet. And so I think you should feel great if you're a Saints fan that Drew Brees is coming back for another year. We asked you to text us your feelings.
This texter says, stay with Drew. Liz says, I think it's great news he's coming back, and I think he deserves one more year and a proper goodbye. Mark says, without Drew, the Saints would not be a winning team. Who dat?
Think about it. Only one other quarterback in the history of the New Orleans Saints organization has won a playoff game.
True.
And that was Aaron Brooks. I mean, Drew Brees, again, and I'm not saying he should be playing because of the fact that he's the greatest athlete, not only to ever come through New Orleans, but to come through the state of Louisiana. But last year, his numbers, you look at his numbers, he's still an elite NFL quarterback.
He is an elite NFL quarterback. I get that. I understand that. But that's the part that's so disappointing. With the numbers that he has, why can't he just win the big one more time? Why did it have to take a decade? And that's the part that disappoints me in the whole thing. That's the tragedy of it. That's why I feel the way I feel about this season. But the majority is against me. Look, Roy says, yeah, for Drew Brees. Why not try? Try again for one more Super Bowl. Chip says, Peyton Manning caught a lot of flack for choking in the playoffs with Indiana. Breeze has done the same thing here. Also, Hill is not a starting caliber quarterback.
We don't know that yet. You're right. He's unproven.
Paul says, as a Cowboy fan, just trade him all. But seriously, if the man is doing great at his job, let him do it. That's Paul. Who else we got here?
Because I know, I think the majority of Saints fans are happy about this, although I did see some that said, look, we got to move on sometime. Why not now? But again, the chances of the Saints getting back to and winning a Super Bowl this coming season in 2020 with Drew Brees are much higher than they are without Drew Brees.
But it's always been that way, though. Mm-hmm. It's always been that way. Who is this? Yeah, you're tired of watching the same movie over and over again in regards to Drew Brees? Well, I don't want to hear your movie reviews if your judgment is this bad.
I know, Coleman, because they win the majority of times. And sure, they haven't won a Super Bowl in a decade. And it is kind of a shame that with his numbers, he broke all the NFL records when it comes to touchdown passes, passing yards, passing completion percentage, and he only won one Super Bowl. That kind of stinks, but I don't think that's his fault that he only won one Super Bowl.
No, it's not. Once again, with team sports, it's never entirely one person's fault. So, and a majority of the text messages, the same deal, Joseph, everybody else, ML, Warren, you know, they're going with Breeze.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, and I think he's gonna.
Well, Warren does ask. I'm wondering if the Patriots are going to follow the Saints and lead with Tom Brady.
The difference between Drew Brees and Tom Brady is Tom Brady is already on the way down. You look at his numbers; he's already on the way down. Drew Brees is not on the way down yet. So, hey, coming up on the show, more details about that crazy Uber ride where the Uber driver shot at people, and it wasn't just his passengers that the Uber driver was mad at. We'll explain coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about the story of the Uber driver who shot a gun at a couple of his Uber passengers. Got a couple of more details about that. And I'll say this again. I absolutely love Uber and Lyft. I love ride sharing. I mean, think about how much easier that has made some of our lives. Before Uber and Lyft, the only thing we had was a taxi cab. And how many times was it not that easy to get a taxi cab exactly when you needed it? And it makes you wonder how, much like the cell phone, how we lived our lives before we had Uber and Lyft, before we had ride sharing. How did we live our lives before we had cell phones? So the other night, on Saturday night, there were two people here in downtown New Orleans that needed a ride back to where they lived in Kenner. So they got an Uber. And the Uber driver picks them up here in downtown New Orleans. But then, for whatever reason, gets on the Crescent City Connection.
Now, at first, I didn't find that strange because I've done it a few times before. Like, take the West Bank way to get to Kenner or Metairie, depending on how bad the traffic is in the middle of the city. I've done that before. There is a workaround to where it's like, if you're on this side of the city and you're trying to go to Kenner, instead of fighting through I-10, just take the West Bank Expressway and cruise all the way to Bridge City and just get across. I've done that before.
But it's late Saturday night, early mm-hmm. Sunday morning. There's only one way to go from New Orleans to Kenner, and it's not the Crescent City Connection.
Right. As we figure out, as we find out later.
You get on I-10, mm-hmm. and then you shoot there, and what, 15 minutes, you're there.
Depending on traffic, yeah.
So when these two people in the back seat of the Uber car see that their Uber driver, later identified as a man named Ahmed Ahmed, he's driving towards the West Bank over the Crescent City Connection. They get over the bridge. They get on General de Gaulle. And that's when they said, what are you doing? And they get in a fight with the guy, with the Uber driver. So at some point, someone in the back seat, one of the Uber riders, went back on Uber and to say, we need another driver. And when the car stopped on General de Gaulle, they get out of the car.
Okay.
They also called the police. A second Uber driver shows up pretty quickly. Because that's what Uber drivers do. They want to make money. They get to you as fast as possible. When the two riders got out of the car and started to get into the second Uber car that came and picked them up, their original Uber driver, who was going the wrong way, Ahmed, got out of his car. He went over to the other Uber driver's car, and I guess he wasn't happy that his fare was getting out of the car. And he reached into the second Uber driver's car, and he took the keys out of the ignition.
Wow.
And now the second Uber driver, who's a female, she starts freaking out. What are you doing? I'm just doing my job. I'm picking up these Uber riders who want to ride because they weren't happy with you. That's when the first Uber driver, Ahmed, ran back to his car, got his gun, and then fired a couple of shots towards his Uber fare that got out of their car, his car, and was going in, were going into the second Uber car. Now, not only are the two Uber passengers freaking out, but the second Uber driver is freaking out because now you got an Uber driver who's shooting at them. Luckily, no one was hit. No one was injured. And Ahmed was arrested. The second Uber driver, was freaking out. The two Uber passengers were freaking out, but luckily, again, no one was hit.
Two questions: Do you think the passengers was compensated for the lack of time or the money that went into the fare of Ahmed from bringing them to the East Bank to the West Bank? Because it's still sort of charged, even though they got out the Uber, they were charged, right? So I'm assuming that Uber gave them their money back.
I'm sure, but you know, all you got to do if you have a problem with Uber, mm-hmm. you contact the company and you tell them. And I'm sure it doesn't say here in the story, but I'm sure they didn't have to pay for their ride from downtown New Orleans across the bridge over to General de Gaulle on the West Bank. I'm sure they got that money back.
Second question: What was Ahmed's rating?
He had a four. He had a very good rating, actually. Was it a 4.6 or a 4.8 I read?
Out of five?
He had a 4.8 rating.
Oh, all right. So other than this experience, he's a pretty good driver, right?
According to Ahmed's Uber profile, he has close to a perfect rating. He has a 4.8 rating, and he had passed a multi-step safety screening. Like I said, it's going to happen every so often, but what a scary situation. But it doesn't even make me think twice about the next time I have to take an Uber. I mean, look, there's crazy people in every line of work, right?
All right.
All right, coming up on the show, you're not going to believe what a Chick-fil-A employee did. Wait till you hear this story coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. In Lafayette, Louisiana, a bull escaped from a farm, led police on a chase around the city. Fortunately, the bull was recaptured. No one was hurt, and they did recapture the bull before it reached the China shop in Lafayette. Good news out of Lafayette. Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call the segment, Why Today Doesn't Suck. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
AU 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It's time for us to look at today in history. And we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
February 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1878, Thomas Edison patents the phonograph. The record player came along. And what's interesting is vinyl has made a comeback.
Yeah.
Over the last several years. I remember being younger, just kind of getting rid of all my records when compact discs became big. And then I got tons and tons of compact discs. And then compact discs became outdated. They were yesterday's news. Who even has those anymore? I don't see compact discs making a comeback. Like vinyl, like records.
Wait 10 years. Wait 10 years.
You think, Coleman, you think compact discs are going to make a comeback?
For nostalgia purposes. For nostalgia. Most people who like vinyl, they do like the quality of the vinyl. Mostly they don't even open it and listen to it. They just like the fact that they have the vinyl. Sort of like a nostalgia novelty.
What's interesting is people got rid of vinyl and replaced it with compact. Well, no, with compact discs.
Okay.
Because compact discs supposedly sounded better.
It was digitally better. The quality doesn't dissipate in a digital record, but vinyl sounds better as far as analog sound goes. But when it comes to digital, the information just isn't lost in the CD, unless it's scratched.
But I was going to say, as we sit here in the year 2020, you're not going to find very many people that think compact discs sound better than vinyl. Vinyl still sounds better.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to break up marijuana on. An album cover than it is a CD cover.
About Thomas Jefferson and the phonograph that he patented. He used to put two of them together and kind of scratch them a little bit. Nobody knew that.
So when Thomas Edison patented the phonograph today in 1878, the first record that he played was a Madonna record.
Yeah, it is.
Go figure. February 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2010. Tiger Woods apologized for extramarital affairs. The greatest golfer, Tiger Woods. People didn't know much about his personal life before today in 2010. And then after today in 2010, boy, all of the strippers and all of the skanks and all of the whoas. But we didn't know anything about that until today in 2010 when he apologized publicly for those extramarital affairs.
Never understood why a person who cheats on his wife have to apologize to everybody. Like, you just apologize to your wife.
Well, Tiger Woods needed to make a public apology, Coleman, because there were so many companies that were paying him so much money.
Okay.
His image before today in 2010, like I said, we didn't know much. Outside of him playing golf and being so awesome at golf, we didn't know much about Tiger Woods. And then... You know, when you've got companies like Nike and paying you millions of dollars, you have to publicly apologize when things in your personal life go south like they did with him.
I wish we could separate business from personal lives when it comes to endorsement deals and money and stuff like that.
But when someone's paying you to endorse their product,
mm-hmm.
obviously they're paying you because you're so great professionally at what you do. But you can't be a lunatic personally and expect to take in millions of dollars from companies that want you to be the face of their company.
Yeah, but Nike shirts and Nike shoes aren't going to lose quality because Tiger Woods slept with another person other than his wife. It's still a Nike shoe and a Nike shirt.
Well, I wish life was that simple, Coleman, but it's not. February 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2004. Johnny Cash's family blocked an attempt by advertisers. Speaking of endorsements,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash's family blocked an attempt by advertisers to use his hit song, Ring of Fire, to promote hemorrhoid relief products.
Good call. Good call by the family.
Well, you know, I'm not the biggest country fan, especially today's country, but older country I always thought was pretty cool. And that song, Ring of Fire, is a great song by Johnny Cash. Do you realize he didn't write that song? That song, Ring of Fire, was written by his wife, June Carter Cash, along with a man named Merle Kilgore.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so, but today in 2004, Johnny Cash's family said, slow down here. We don't want people thinking of hemorrhoid relief when they hear the song Ring of Fire. Although it kind of makes sense. If you have hemorrhoid issues, that is kind of a ring of fire, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Ouch! Ouch! Jesus! Son of God! But I'm glad that the man in black's family was able to stop that from happening. And finally, February 19th.
Why today doesn't suck.
It was today in 1982. Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on a statue in front of the Alamo. One of the most infamous things that ever happened to Ozzy Osbourne, and that's saying something, because there are a lot of things that happened to Ozzy Osbourne and that Ozzy Osbourne did in his career. And people get confused. They think he peed on the Alamo, but he didn't pee on the Alamo. He peed on a statue in front of the Alamo while wearing a dress. At the time of
protesting, or he just had to go really bad?
No, he had to go. When you got to go, you got to go. And he was banned from even not just performing in San Antonio. They didn't want to see him in San Antonio for a bunch of years. But not that long ago, he got that all cleared up. And but it was today in 1982, the Ozzy Osbourne Alamo incident. The pee incident happened. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up next on the show, wait till you hear what a Chick-fil-A employee did. And you're thinking to yourself, well, it's got to be good, right? Because it's a Chick-fil-A employee. Pretty much everybody who works at Chick-fil-A, aren't they all good people? Yes. Wait till you hear what this Chick-fil-A employee did. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And yesterday, Drew Brees announced he's coming back for another year to quarterback the New Orleans Saints. He just has to get the details of his contract worked out. And most Saints fans are excited and happy about that. Although I did see some Saints fans that said that they weren't that excited and they didn't know how to feel, even though they love Drew Brees and everything he accomplished. Some Saints fans feel that, you know, with the salary cap and With the situation that the Saints are in, maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time for Taysom Hill. Or maybe it's time for Teddy Bridgewater. Well, with Drew Brees announcing yesterday that he is coming back, that pretty much seals the deal for Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater last year, the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL. And he did his job. In the five games that he started, that Drew Brees missed with his thumb injury, Teddy Bridgewater was undefeated. He was 5-0. And some NFL experts now are saying that some team that needs a starting quarterback this coming season, they're going to pay Teddy Bridgewater $20, $25, $30 million a year for one season. I mean, that's Drew Brees money.
I mean, you think Teddy Bridgewater is a proven starting quarterback since he went 5-0 this season?
Bridgewater was a proven starting quarterback before he ever showed up in New Orleans.
Which makes me wonder why did the Saints decide to say, you know what, if this Drew Brees thing doesn't work out, we'll go with Taysom Hill, if they had Teddy Bridgewater right there in their hands.
Well, that's a good point, Coleman. And what Coleman's talking about, and we brought it up on the show a couple of weeks ago, Jay Glazer from Fox Sports reported that from inside the Saints organization, that Taysom Hill was going to be the guy if Drew Brees didn't come back. So that's a good question you bring up. Teddy Bridgewater was the insurance policy.
Right.
Because he was a proven NFL quarterback before he blew out his knee when he was on the Vikings. So you know the guy could play. We think Taysom Hill can play, but he hasn't proven it yet. And we know Taysom Hill can play pretty much every other position, but we haven't seen him as a starting quarterback from start to finish of a game and of several games. We haven't seen him. We think he's going to be fine.
But
we don't know that.
What else he can? What can't Taysom Hill do? You know, running, jumping, NASCAR driver. He could do it all.
Well, we would like to see him be a starting quarterback from start to finish and play one complete game, maybe play two complete games, and to see how he does. He's still unproven as a starting quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater has proven himself as a starting quarterback. That's why he's going to get $20 or $30 million this year to go start for some other NFL team. A lot of people are saying it might be the Tampa Bay Bucks. Can you imagine that? Seeing Teddy Bridgewater twice this coming season as the starting quarterback of a team who's in our division?
But that brings up another concern when it comes to the Saints. Now that we know Drew Brees is coming back, what's the fate of our defense now? Because I'm quite sure Drew Brees is going to get paid a lot of money.
Well, this is the tough business part of the NFL with the salary cap. Every team has the same amount of money to spend. And you've got to be strong everywhere to win the Super Bowl. And the Saints need a little help on defense. The Saints could definitely use another wide receiver. You know, there are a few things the Saints could use. But to the people that say, you know, I'm not sure if I'm happy about this. I'm a Saints fan. Look, you look at the numbers last year for Drew Brees. He's still playing at an elite level in the NFL as a quarterback. He's still one of the top handful of quarterbacks in the NFL. And so hopefully, some other team doesn't offer Taysom Hill huge money like they're going to offer Teddy Bridgewater, and Taysom Hill can come back and back up, not only back up Drew Brees next year, continue to be the Swiss Army knife, play all the different positions that he does, but take more snaps under center next year as they groom him perhaps to replace Drew Brees in a couple of years.
Yeah, this text says, let's move on. Start a new Saints era. Good or bad, go with Hill and work on a new defense.
Some people feel that way. And this is all because of the salary cap. It's all because of the business aspect of the NFL. Every team has the same amount of money to spend. And you know, the Saints have some other issues that they could use help at. And there are several people that feel like that last texter.
One more. This is Stephen from Picayune. Brees should retire in glory, or he'll end up washed up and broke up like Favre.
Well, it's a shame Drew Brees has only one Super Bowl championship. It's a shame. Wish he could have had a few more. But if you're looking into going into next year, the 2020 season, and you look at the odds of the Saints winning the Super Bowl with Drew Brees, and the odds winning the Saints winning the Super Bowl without Drew Brees, the odds are much greater. The odds are much better with Drew Brees behind center than if he didn't.
We've been hearing that every year.
Didn't come back. And they win every year, and they come close every year. They just don't win in the playoffs, and they don't win the Super Bowl. But you got to remember, before Drew Brees came around, only one Saints quarterback had won a playoff game.
Yep, Aaron Brooks.
And that was Aaron Brooks. And so I think this is great, and I think they'll have a chance to groom Taysom Hill for one more year. And I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to cash in, which is great for him, with some other team. But this is the business of the NFL, the salary cap, and this is the part of the game that's not fun. It'd be nice to have all of them, but it just doesn't work that way. So I think it's great news. We have a proven quarterback coming back, and we don't know what Taysom Hill is. We don't know. At least as a starting quarterback, he's not proven. So, all right, coming up on the show, I don't like getting into celebrities' personal lives, but when those personal lives make headlines, evidently actor Al Pacino, the latest relationship he was in with a woman who's 39 years younger than him just came to an end, and she gave a few reasons why she broke up with him. A couple of them were interesting. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Al Pacino, I've always liked him as an actor. In my opinion, he played two of the greatest five movie characters in the history of movies.
Which was?
Tony Montana in Scarface and Michael Corleone in The Godfather.
You didn't like him in Cruising?
That's a good one, Coleman. I think those two characters are literally two of the greatest five characters in the history of movies. He's 79 years old right now.
Couldn't tell.
And he's making news because him and his girlfriend just broke up. She's 39 years younger than he is. Israeli actress Maital Dohan. She's 40 now. He's 79.
She's a babe.
And they just broke up. And she just did an interview with an Israeli magazine. And they were like, what was it like dating Al Pacino? And why'd you break up? She blamed their 39-year age difference why they broke up. And she also said that he's cheap. She said, like most old men, because he's 79, there are not a lot of old men that aren't cheap, right?
I don't know.
Do you know many old men that just love throwing money around?
Hugh Hefner, Jeffrey Epstein, those the types.
Epstein never made it to 79. But she said she loved being in the relationship with him, but she said the reason they broke up is because of their 39-year age difference, and she said that he's cheap.
I actually have Al Pacino's relationship rules right here. This is from his mouth.
Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, don't swallow.
That's his relationship rules right there.
Evidently. But he's cheap. You think the guy's got a lot of money because he's been in a lot of movies and
that's the secret to having a lot of money, not spending it.
You paid $12.99 for that?
She was complaining.
For that? That's out of order. $12.99? How dare you pay $12.99 for that?
She was upset because she only got flowers for Valentine's Day.
Coming up next on the show, a video went viral of an airplane flight out of New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. Did you see that video? The woman reclined her seat, and then the man just kept banging for the entire flight, just banging on her seat because he had no leg room. There's lawsuits. There's all kinds of stuff. We're going to break this down coming up next here on Bayou 95.7.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. There's a video that went viral that has been going all over the place over the last week or so of something that happened on an airplane, a flight that left here in New Orleans and was headed to Charlotte, North Carolina. If you didn't see the video is of a man who's sitting in the last row of an airplane and he is continuously banging on the seat in front of him because he was unhappy that the woman reclined her seat. Now, on this flight, it was an American Airlines flight. There was, like many flights, there's not much leg room in between seats in the airlines. Over the last decade or two, They have shortened the space in between rows so they could, I guess, jam another row in there and try to make as much money as they possibly can. And so there wasn't much leg room. And the man was sitting in the last row of the plane, so he couldn't recline his seat. He just had the wall behind him. And the woman in front of him, evidently, I guess he asked her Could you please not recline your seat? But she reclined her seat anyways. And then for the next however many minutes or hours, he continuously just banged on her seat, on the back of her seat. And now she says that she may be suing the airline. She's saying that she was very unhappy with the flight attendant when she told the flight attendant, this guy won't stop banging my seat. The flight attendant told her, well, maybe you shouldn't recline your seat like you are because he has no leg room. She didn't like that. The woman's a school teacher. Her name's Wendy Williams from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Not the same Wendy Williams that is a talk show host, right?
No,
not him, right?
It's a different Wendy Williams Coleman. And now she is saying that she's scared to death. She was by how the flight attendant handled her painful ordeal. Now, look, I think many of us have been on flights where we've been uncomfortable. You know, flying before September 11th, 2001 used to be fun. You know, you could get dropped off right before your flight took off, run right through and get on. But now flying in many instances is a nightmare. And if you saw this video, the guy had no leg room.
Yeah, but he had space. See, the thing is, I think he's full of it. Here's why. I saw the video. He had his tray table down, which adds extra, you know, mass. And all he had was on the tray table. He didn't have food. All he had was his little iPod because he had his little earbuds in, and he set his little iPod on that tray table. He could have easily took the iPod, put it, and set it on his lap and raised the tray table up, and that would have been extra room right there. So on that end, he's full of it as far as not having enough. He had plenty of space.
Well, look, there's no doubt about it. He acted like an asshat.
Of course he did.
By banging the seat nonstop in front of him for, and I don't know how long that lasted. That lasted for a while. If he asked her, could you please not recline your seat? Because I'm in the back row here. I have nowhere else to go. I can't recline my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And look, this is something I can relate to because my body, I'm pretty much mostly legs. And so I've been in situations on airplanes where I didn't have much leg room, but I would never, ever, ever, I could say this for a fact, I would never just bang on the person's seat in front of me with my hand or my fist.
Mm-hmm. And she was being petty as well because she knew that the guy was uncomfortable, but I guess she must have felt like since he's being rude to me, I'm going to be right back rude to him. So they're both just rude people canceling each other out, in my opinion. They both deserve what they got.
Well, she's looking into a lawsuit now, and look, I blame the airline, but I also blame the guy. Look, if you're uncomfortable, sorry, pal, but you don't bang the seat in front of you nonstop on a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte.
We could go further than that. Let's blame the person that designed the seats to recline in the first place, knowing they was going to have a seat that's on the last row. If reclining the seat is so much of a problem, design them to where they can't. The seats are designed to recline for a reason, so there it is.
You know, this is obviously an issue with two people that just we're not getting along. Again, I don't know if there's a lawsuit. I guess she wants to sue the airline. In my opinion, it's the airline's fault for not having enough leg room. But then if you're going to blame any of these two people, look, the guy, he was an ass for nonstop banging her seat with his hand and his fist for the flight. Did you see the video if you're listening? Who do you blame? You could text us at 504-260-9595. Keep it short and sweet. If it's good, we'll put it on the show. And if you want to put your first name or your initials at the end of the text, please do. And do not text while you're driving, please. Coming up on the show, we've got the dumbest thing I read all week.
All morning. It's Wednesday, right?
Oh, today's Wednesday?
Yeah.
This may be the dumbest thing that I read all week, and it's not even Friday yet, but it's definitely the dumbest thing I read all morning. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, nah! New Orleans only classic rock. Gah. You know, Metallica doing Bob Seger, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I would love to hear Bob Seger cover a Metallica song.
Which one?
Maybe Master of Puppets.
I'll say Enter the Sandman.
You want to hear him do Enter Sandman?
Yep.
It'd be pretty cool hearing Bob Seger do one of those. Hey, the NCAA is doing something right. We don't get a chance to say that very often. The NCAA is moving towards immediate eligibility for all transfers. The way it is now, if you're a college football player, you go to a school. Let's say you go to LSU, and you're not playing for whatever reason. You're not enjoying it. You're not having a good time, and you want to transfer. How it's always been is you have to sit out 1 year, and then you could play again in 2 years.
Hmm.
And many people, including myself, never thought that was fair, because if a coach leaves an NCAA team, a football team, and he doesn't have to sit out a year. If a coach left LSU and said, I want to go coach, I don't know, at USC, he doesn't have to sit out a year. So why should a player have to sit out a year if he wants to transfer? Well, the NCAA is making news this morning because they took a significant step toward allowing all Division I athletes to transfer one time without sitting out a season of competition. So I think that's a good thing, and I think that's something that the NCAA needed to do.
It seems it kind of shines a spotlight that, you know, when it comes to collegiate sports, it's way more important than academics, you know?
In some schools, it is.
Yeah. It's the bread and butter.
I mean, LSU without football, what would LSU be without football? Think about it. Football funds everything at LSU. They pay for everything. And in some schools, like LSU, football should be a major. Because people are going there to go professional. I mean, because everybody who goes to college, you pick a major.
You know what? That's a good idea.
I majored in communication arts.
All right.
And I ended up being fortunate enough to get a job and then another job in what I majored in. I've been working in radio most of my adult life. For some people, for many guys who go to LSU, football is their major because they're going to go to the NFL once they graduate.
I never thought of that before. That makes perfect sense. If you could go in for sign language, if you could go in for being a doctor, whatever your career choice is, whether it's an engineer, if you plan to be a paid NFL player, yeah, football should be a major.
And sure, when college was invented, that's not what people were thinking about. You know, sure, you want to play a sport on the side? That's great, but focus on what you're majoring in. But for some people...
No, I think they were thinking about having an excuse for people to pose nude for art class back when colleges were invented.
Aha! Coming up next, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And it's 8:35. That means it's time to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. A Facebook employee blow-dried Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before he gave speeches to get rid of his anxiety sweat.
Hey, all right.
Be some job to have, huh? A new book is out. A guy named Stephen Levy wrote a book that has a lot to do with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, especially the king of Facebook. And one of the things that he says in this book is that there was a Facebook employee who blow-dried Mark Zuckerberg's sweaty armpits before big events. Yeah, and I mean, Mark Zuckerberg would go to many big events where he would have to speak in front of people. And evidently, Mark Zuckerberg is obsessed with his public image. And so, according to this new book, whenever he would get nervous before big events, big speeches, anything he had to go to, he would start sweating his armpits profusely.
I can understand that, but there was a
I don't know if that was a flex of his money, like he just knew he had the money to do that, because there's a lot of ways to get rid of that anxiety sweat that didn't involve using a blow dryer in another person. There's these things that I use. It's a secret. It's called V-neck white tees. All you do is put a V-neck white tee under the shirt that you're supposed to wear, and it just absorbs all the underarm sweat without it going out to the outer shirt.
Are you Facebook friends with Mark Zuckerberg, Coleman?
No, I think unintentionally. Not
if
really.
You are, you should maybe send him this, and maybe send it to him in a private message.
I will. You know what? I'll do that today before the show's over.
Here's my question. If you're sweating profusely from your armpits, taking a blow dryer and blowing it there, is that really going to stop the sweat?
Unless he doesn't use antiperspirants or he's immune to antiperspirants. I know that happens too with some people where they use a deodorant for so long or they use an antiperspirant for so long that their body starts to develop an immunity to it and it doesn't work anymore.
Could you imagine being that guy?
Well, you I know, can imagine you know, having you know, his bank account, yes.
Well, I was going to say, people who work for Facebook, they make good money. And so if I had a good salary and I was the guy that Zuckerberg picked to say, all right, you got to go with me to these events, and right before I go on stage or right before I start getting in front of people or speaking in front of people, take this blow dryer and make sure you blow dry my armpits because I sweat a lot and I want to get that taken care of.
I'd rather be the armpit blow dryer than the coder for Facebook. Work with the computers and all that. That seems easy. Just blow dry. You don't have to worry about HTML codes. You don't have to know BASIC or Pascal. You just...
That's what Zuckerberg was when he started Facebook. He was a coder.
Yeah. So I'd rather do the armpit thing than the coding thing.
You know what this job reminds me of? Having to be the guy at Facebook that blow dries Mark Zuckerberg's armpits when he sweats too much.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the guy on the NFL sideline that has to hold the head coach's the long cord for his headphones. Because you see that a lot. You know, all head coaches, big time college football, big time pro football, you know, they've got headphones on. Mm-hmm. And there's always a guy standing next to the coach when the coach wants to like run up the sideline. And he has to he holds the wire for his headphones.
Not the easiest fix. Bluetooth. See? That could be fixed too.
Why don't they move to that? We have that technology. It's out there.
Yeah.
So anyways, the Facebook employee whose job it is to blow dry Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before he gave speeches to get rid of Zuckerberg's anxiety sweat. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. You see who died? Well, we're moving on up, we're moving on up to the side. The woman who wrote and sang this song, and not only that, this was, of course, the theme song from the very funny television show The Jeffersons, but she was also a star on another show of my childhood, Good Times. Actress Jeanette Dubois, she played Wilona, the neighbor, on Good Times, to Jimmy Kid Dynamite, J.J. Walker, and the other Good Times. Very interesting. And she had a successful career, best known by seeing her on the television show Good Times for playing Wilona, but she was also a musician, and she wrote and sang that theme song for another television show, The Jeffersons.
I watched both of them shows and never put two and two together.
You never knew that?
Never.
See that, Coleman? You can learn something new every day. They believe she was 74 years old. And I say they believe so is because most of the people that worked with her and knew her and her friends, they had no idea how old she was because she never told anyone how old. Because she was an actress in Hollywood. And you're not supposed to give out your age. So, but they believe she was 74 years old. But R.I.P. Wilona from Good Times. We think she was 74 years old. Our commercial-free ride is next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. You know, we take things for granted, like the internet and such. This morning, I'm watching a video online of surgeons doing brain surgery on a violinist, and they were a little bit worried that she wouldn't be able to continue to play violin if they did something a certain way. So she was awake during the brain surgery that she was having, and they had her play the violin while they were doing part of the brain surgery on her. I'm watching this video. I mean, go back a few years. Did you ever think that you would be able to watch a video sitting wherever you're sitting on a screen of someone getting their brain operated on, and they're playing the violin while they are having their brain operated on?
I can say I have never even thought that as a possibility in my lifetime. You just said that sentence. That's just an amazement right there.
And I just watched it. But okay, now I saw that. Now I'll go on to find something else. I'll go find some overweight person running down the street and it'll make me laugh or something like that. Our commercial free ride continues here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. You know, Jon Bon Jovi just opened another restaurant. I think he had three of them. I don't know if they're all still open. But the restaurant basically is you pay if you can. The restaurants are for poor people that don't know where their next meal's coming from. And evidently they just go in there and they eat. And then if people donate to that restaurant. I know he had one open for a while, and I know it closed, but then he opened another one. I just read he opened his third. I couldn't imagine putting something like that here in New Orleans. I mean, that place would be packed. I mean, you see all the people hanging out under the bridges and people walking around downtown New Orleans asking people for money or asking people for anything that they can give them. If Bojo ever opened one of those restaurants here in town, it would be just as packed as Antoine's or Brennan's or any of those places.
I might try to get me a plate.
Yeah, that's the only difference. You don't have to pay. And thank you for listening to our radio show. We appreciate it. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty. He's got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.